How much television do you usually watch during a week, would you say?
We never watch television by day, unless it's from the time the weather goes on, from probably 6 o'clock to 10.
I see.
Depends on what's on, what I'm interested in.
What kinds of things do you like to watch?
Huh?
What kinds of programs do you usually watch?
Oh, different things. I'll just catch the weather and the news. And then on the other hand, you'll go along. I like these, police, you know, like Gunsmoke, things like that. My wife, she likes other things. We just watch whatever we like, you know. We can't get but two stations here. Ware's Cove's a bad place to get good stations. Some of these television men told me that Ware's Cove was Ware's Valley was the worst place they ever tried to get a picture. Some places you just can't get them. There's something that something knocks it off, the timber or something.
Right. I noticed that coming in on the radio, it picks up an awful lot of static.
Well, it will. Now, these fellas, I don't know whether he's right or not, but he's about one of the first television men come to Sevierville. And he told me that anyway, some way, this would go on and hit that mountain and come back. And there's places in here that you can't hardly get a picture. Now, the first television we ever got here, my boy, me and him bought it together, and he got a boy he'd went to school with coming here and have him put it up. Well, we never did have no trouble right here getting a picture. But right over here at my son-in-law's, they like to have never got one. They had about three or four different people to come.
Is that right?
And they'd set that television here and yonder and out yonder, and they had two or three of them in one or two days. They was wanting one awful bad. And they finally just set it right in the corner, right on the kitchen that come in on the back, you know, and just a little porch out over the set. They set it right there in the corner where these two rooms met, and they've got it there. Just there, that's the only place they could find after they'd tried all around in the garden and out in the field and all around that.
How long ago did you get a television set?
Oh, we've had a television set, I guess, 12, 15 years.
When did electricity come into
48.
In the valley.
48.
In 48. Up until 48, there was no
electricity.
And how about do you get a newspaper regularly?
Get a daily paper, an Oxford Journal, and then we get two county papers.
Have you been reading that all along, all your life?
No, not all of my life, but I've been reading it for a long, long time. I don't know how long, but 30 years or more.
What do you call that thing you open up on a rainy day?
Umbrella. You ever see one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I see, sure.
We call them country people, call them umbrellas. Higher tone people call them parasols.
I never call them parasol. That's very high tone.
But you see, us mountain people here, we just call them what we've always been used to call them. But you take higher class people, you know, and better educated, they call them parasols.
Now, in bed, the thing you rest your head on.
Huh?
The thing you rest your head on in bed.
It's a pillow.
All right. What else is on a bed besides a pillow?
Well, you take us older people that used to have, they've got feather beds. But we've still got them. But they're mattresses, you know. People use mattresses now. But now back in my days, my grandma kept around 100 geese, and you'd pick them geese every 6 weeks. And back as far as I was a little boy, you could sell them feathers for $1 a pound. I don't know, you couldn't buy them, I don't guess now, unless they'd, I don't know what they do. There's no geese anymore in this country. I guess there are pieces, but they'd gather them old geese up there, go up and down this creek, you know, for a mile. And that is my job, to gather them up. Take 2 or 3 days to gather them geese up. And then they'd get some old women and know how to do it, and they'd catch them old geese and put them between their legs, and they'd pull them feathers, and then about 6 weeks more, they'd be feathered out again. And them pillars, you'd make them out of them goose feathers.
Did they ever make a long one that went the full length of the top of the bed?
Yeah, that's what you sleep on.
I mean, well, just one long pillow that went all...
Well, it's just not a pillow. It's a... Now, I can show you here better on the head.